Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Michukosai, we hear about the wonderful brachos and rewards that we will receive when and if we follow Hashem's mitzvos. And we also hear about the terrible curses, God forbid, that we will receive if we do not follow what Hashem tells us to do. And in the very last pasuk of the brachos, Perek Chavvav, pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem says, Va'eshbor motos ulchem, I will break the bars of your yoke, I'll set you free, Va'oleich eschem komimiyus, and I will make you walk upright, komimiyus. When we say Birkas HaMazon after we eat bread, we daven in a way that paraphrases this bracha. We ask that Hashem yishbor uleinu me'al tzavareinu, that Hashem break the yoke, that the yokes that are on our necks, ve'en v'hu yolichenu komim miyus le'artzeinu, and that He enable us to walk upright to Eretz Yisrael. So what does this last expression mean? What does it mean for Hashem to enable us to walk komim miyus, upright? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on our pasuk that komim miyus means that we will walk bekoma zekufa. Bekoma zekufa literally means with an upright back. But in the words and context of Chazal, bekoma zekufa generally refers to a certain confidence and self-assurance. So we daven to Hashem, and Hashem promises us that if we listen to Him and follow His Torah, He will grant us a life of confidence. Our lives will be full of blessings that will enable us to see things and to see ourselves in a mentally self-confident way. And those inner feelings of self-confidence will be so powerful that it will be reflected in our gait, in our outer demeanor. That's bekoma zekufa, walking with an upright back, so to speak, with sureness and confidence. It is an incredibly powerful bracha. However, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph and elsewhere says, Asur le'adam sheyahalech arba amos bekoma zekufa. It's asur for a person to walk four amos bekoma zekufa. And why? Rashi on that Gemara says that a person who walks bekoma zekufa makes it seem like they're standing up straight and pushing God away. God is figuratively up there in a lofty, elevated place, and a person who walks bekoma zekufa makes it seem like they're pushing God away. They feel and they make it seem that they're pushing God. They say and express the attitude of, who needs God? I've got me. I've got my powers. I've got my strength. And that gaiva, of course, is horrendous. Therefore, it's prohibited to walk in a way that expresses that kind of feelings and outlook. So if that's true, then why would Hashem promise us va'oleich eschem komimiyus? This question is asked by the Chasam Sofer of Moshe Sofer, who died in 1839. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash Toras Moshe, and he shares the following beautiful idea. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk right before our Pasuk, right before the promise of va'oleich eschem komimiyus, Hashem says, v'hisalachti b'sochechem. V'hayisi lachem le'elokim, v'atem tiyuli le'am. I, says Hashem, will walk among you. I'll be your God, and you will be my people. What does it mean, v'hisalachti b'sochachem? Rashi says, atayel imachem began Eden ke'echad mikem. I'll walk with you in Gan Eden, so to speak. When we follow Hashem's Torah, and when we do the mitzvos properly and loyally, Hashem will walk with us. And the Chasam Sofer says, therefore, that when Hashem walks with us, we're allowed to walk bekoma zekufa because Hashem is down here with us, so to speak, walking with us. And our standing up straight, our walking bekoma zekufa, does not push Him away. It can't push Him away because He is here with us. That's the Chasam Sofer. And I think one can suggest what the Chasam Sofer is saying is this. In a regular situation, walking bekoma zekufa makes it seem like you don't need God. You don't appreciate God. That's terrible. And so standing up straight is pushing Him away, so to speak. But if you're the kind of person who lives a life of im b'chukosai telechu, ves mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisem osam, if you live a life of dedication to Hashem, to His Torah, and to His mitzvos, and to His people, then there's no fear that you push away God, so to speak. Your walking bekoma zekufa is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a great thing. It's a blessing. Having healthy confidence is a good thing if, and only if Hashem is placed at the forefront of everything you do. Have an amazing day, everyone.